chapter 20. And Abraham journeyed from there toward the Negev region and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his Isha, "She is my Achot." And Abimelech, Melech Gerar, sent and took Sarah, and Elohim came to Abimelech in Haran Halila, and said to him, "See, thou art met for the Isha which thou hast taken, for she is a Betulat Baal." But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Adonai, wilt thou slay also a Goy Tzadik?" Said he not unto me, "She is my Achot?" And she, even she herself, said, "He is Achi. In the tomb of my lev, and with clean hands of my innocency have I done this." And Elohim said unto him in a chalom, "Yea, I have das that thou didst this in the tomb of thy lev, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore I allowed thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the ish his isha, for he is a Navi, and he will pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine." And therefore Abimelech rose early in the boker and called all his avadim and told all these things in their ears, and the Anashim were very afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, "What hast thou done unto us, and how have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my mamlacha a chata'a gadolah? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done." And Abimelech said unto Abraham, "What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing?" And Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely the Yirat Elohim is not in this place, and they will slay me on account of my Isha. And yet indeed she is my Achot, she is the Bat Avi, but not the Bat Imi, and she became my Isha. And it came to pass, when Elohim caused me to wander from my Beis Avi, that I said unto her, 'This is thy chesed, which thou shalt show unto me at every place where we shall come. Say of me, he is Achi.'" And Abimelech took Tzon and oxen and Avadim and Shafachot and gave them unto Abraham and restored to him Sarah his Isha. And Abimelech said, "Hine, my land is before thee, dwell where it pleaseth thee." And unto Sarah he said, "Hine, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of kesef. Hine, it is to thee a kesut, a naim, unto all that are with thee and with all other." Thus she was vindicated. So Abraham davened unto Elohim, and Elohim healed Abimelech and his Isha and his maidservants, so that they bore children. For Hashem had fast closed up Kol Rechem of the base of Abimelech on account of Sarah, Abraham's Isha.